Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Good morning, how are you? You're very welcome to the show. Let's have a look at the front pages. So basically, look, it's day three of the RTE scandal and it is the second day in a row that I think every newspaper in the land is leading on it. The Irish Times are saying fresh evidence of weak financial controls at RTE amid public anger. This is about the remuneration committee, which dealt with executive pay but not with talent pay. We might come back to that in a minute. The Independent, RTE now brace for further pay revelations. They don't specify what they are, but they have plenty of good coverage in there of all of this. The Examiner, Tubridy crisis threatens to engulf RTE. So their opening paragraph by Liz Dunphy, with a star performer grounded, director general suspended, board in turmoil and staff in open revolt. The controversy over the secret 345,000 payments to Ryan Tubridy threatens to engulf the national broadcaster. The Daily Mail, Ryan digs in. A defiant Ryan Tubridy has set his sights on a return to the airwaves in a day of dramatic fallout from the RTE secret payments scandal. The Son, Forbes suspended, Tubridy sorry he didn't question the pay figures, it's a Ryan shame. The Mirror, Royal be back on air, RTE radio show suspended after 345k secret payments revealed, defiant Ryan Tubridy vowed to make a return to his radio show despite the furore. And the Star, sorry, quotes star off show, I won't quid RTE, defiant Tubbs vows to be back on air as D suspended. So that is all the front pages. So let's see where we're at with all of this. I'm joined now by Tom Lyons, financial journalist with The Currency. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brendan.
So Tom, what is new this morning?
Well, there's yet more news. I mean, in the Irish Times, we have the story that the RTE board had no oversight of payments to the talent, meaning the big stars, and that their remuneration committee only considered what the executives were paying. So there's quite clearly a big gap in corporate governance there, that very large sums of money are being paid to certain people and it's not being overseen by the board. And we had... we've had the RTE saying that from now on that's going to change and they're going to start looking at these contracts and overseeing these payments. But you would have to wonder, for a 97-year-old business, how come this wasn't done before? That's the line the Irish Times is going on. The Independent is saying that RTE is braced for more revelations. We do know that there is an ongoing second report being prepared by Grant Thornton into this matter, so perhaps they're predicting what this report might find.
Okay, and that second report is to look again at the other people in the top 10 to see if they were all paid in a regular fashion or if there are issues like this.
Yes, yeah. is there other issues that they need to be concerned about?
Okay.
And we also know that this so-called barter account through which some of the payments were made to Ryan Tubridy's agent and then on to Ryan, that account is now being overseen by the finance function of RTE, and it just seems quite incredible that it wasn't before. And presumably that account is something that is going to be looked at in the time ahead.
Okay. Now, yesterday we had a blizzard of various statements. What did we learn from any of the statements yesterday?
Well, if you look at Ryan Tubridy's statement first, I mean, his first statement when this story broke, the Irish Times describes it as defiant. And it was something that, you know, it didn't apologise and said, look, this was an error made by RTE. It's not my issue. Now Ryan has put out a second, more nuanced statement saying, look, I should have asked questions and apologising for events. And you would have to say, yes, you're right, Ryan, you should have asked questions. When you saw articles in the newspaper appearing where it said that on February the 15th, for example, of this year, saying that you had taken an 11% pay cut and that your total payment from RTE was 440,000, maybe you should have tapped D Forbes or somebody in the station or somewhere to say, look, can we check those numbers? I might have received a little bit more than that. But look, we are where
we are.
Okay,
and he has apologised for what he called an error of judgment. D Forbes, the now suspended, still current DG, I guess. What did we learn from her statement?
Well, I think her statement, it addressed many questions that weren't being asked. It said that she was very proud of her contribution, that she was fully engaged with the ongoing process, but it doesn't answer what did she know?
Okay.
And that remains a big question that we're waiting to
okay.
see.
Okay, so for all that, so we still don't know. The deal that's at the heart of all this, we still don't know the details of that and the who knew what and the how it was done, correct?
The who knew what and when, we still don't know, Brendan. We're into day three here.
Okay. Now, in fairness, I think that, the acting DG said it last night, due process has to happen here and everything. So that seems to be why we don't know that. The acting director general also said last night, he said on Virgin Media News that this is not systemic, right? Which seemed to suggest that this is an isolated incident. Which begs the question, does it, that would it be fair to say if this is not systemic and this is an isolated incident, if there are a handful of people involved in this or whatever, if they were to come out and explain all this, would that, and say this was an isolated incident, would that not stem some of the massive reputational damage that is being done to the whole organisation at this stage, if this is an isolated incident?
Absolutely. And that's why when you look at the timing, you know, this first emerged in March, we're now in June. If it was an isolated, non-systemic incident, you'd think you'd put all the facts on the table straight away. And that hasn't occurred. And we also know that their Grant Thornton is continuing to carry out work. So we'll have to see whether it is, how systemic it is or not. But certainly, I think it's brought to the fore the issue of how systemic within RTE it is that you've got a two-tier system where you've got the 1,800 staff who work here and then you've got other people who are negotiating separately and they are very entitled to do that. But you'd have to question the management in RTE, how strong they are in on their side in the negotiating table. Because certainly we see from this particular instance, we see RTE guaranteeing payments to Ryan Tuberty if they are not received from a commercial partner.
Well, also, the first year of that payment, just to be correct and fair to everybody, the 75,000 that was paid by Renault the first year was deducted from their bill to RTE. So it was effectively, that was RTE money, was it, in a roundabout?
Yes, and anyway. that again, like, it just raises questions around, like, RTE is a 300 million euro turnover business. How able is it to negotiate with certain people and how strong a line did it take? And certainly the fact that the RTE board didn't have any oversight of these negotiations ties into that feeling that there needs to be more transparency and more toughness in RTE when it is negotiating with its highest paid earners.
So what happens now? How is this going to play out over the next week, do you think?
Well, I think we know that the Minister, Catherine Martin, is meeting the chair of RTE today. We know that the Public Accounts Committee and the Media Committee are both saying they want to talk to senior figures in RTE, including Dee Forbes. So I would imagine that when those committees sit and take place, we're going to find out even more information. So I certainly think the story isn't going to go away by the end of this week. We will be sitting here next week, Brendan, or you'll be sitting here with somebody and you'll still be talking about it.
And who are the key people we need to hear from now and what do we need to know?
I think we need to hear from Dee Forbes and I think we need to hear from the chair. And I think we may need to hear from people who previously worked in RTE in senior positions. And we need to hear who are the people below Dee Forbes who were involved in this transaction. And we need to hear what was the logic behind it, how it was put in place, and how are they going to ensure that this doesn't ever happen again.
And do you think that we're going to get all that information next week? Or do you think our friend due process and the right of everybody to, you know, be legally protected in this might impede us finding out?
I think it's unlikely we get to the bottom of this next week, Brendan.
Okay.
For those reasons involved, but also I do imagine that it's going to be, there's due process and there's going to be lawyers involved and all of the things that will slow down the flow of information and that will make it harder for RTE to put a line under this.
Okay, so and so RTE continues. Effectively, I think some people, it looks like RTE's reputation is bleeding out in public here slowly. over the course of days.
Absolutely, and that is going to damage the station. This is a station that does play an important role in Irish life, but it's also a station that, you know, is expected to lose money in 2022. It received a 15 million euro stipend from the government in the last budget. Like, it requires state support, but in order that the payoff for the state support is, it's got to have credibility and it's got to be transparent. And as a station, it regularly holds account politicians and senior business people to account and policymakers. And that work, which is done by all of the important journalists and presenters and the entire team, that's all being undermined by this, because it's the very obvious question, well, what about you guys? What are you doing about it? Until RTE gets to the bottom of that, its reputation is being damaged and being damaged more by the day.
Okay, Tom Lyons from The Currency, thank you very much for that. And look, we're going to leave it there for the time being, but rest assured we will be back to this tomorrow. I'm sure it'll play a huge part in our newspaper panel and everything tomorrow. We will not be shirking covering what needs to be covered and talking about what needs to be talked about. So for now, we'll take a break.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.